Good morning to each one. It's good to be gathered together again on a Sunday morning to worship together. For a few words of opening meditation, turn to Joshua chapter 4. We're going to read the first 9 verses and draw some thoughts from there. Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan. Take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign unto you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. We have a story here. When the children of Israel were crossing over the Jordan and them raising a memorial, turn over to Joshua chapter 22. Breaking at verse 9, we have another story. And I'm breaking into the middle of the story, but the land has been conquered at this point, and the eastern tribes are returning over the Jordan back to their portion given to them. Chapter 22, verse 9. We'll read verse 9 and 10, and then skip down to verse 24. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go into the country of Gilead, to the place, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. When they came into the borders of Jordan, that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. We're going to skip a little bit of the dialogue that happened. Let's go down to verse 24. This is the tribes answering the children of Israel. And if we have not rather done it for the fear of this thing, saying, In time to come, your children might speak unto our children, saying, What have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord hath made Jordan a border between us and you. Ye children of Reuben and children of Gad, ye have no part with the Lord. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, Let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings, not for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you, and our generation after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, Ye have no part in the Lord. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifice beside the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And in verse 34, it closes with, And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, which means a witness. For it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. So here we have two stories. Both stories We have people taking stones and building an altar. And just a few thoughts this morning of how we can apply this to our day and generation. I'd just like to talk for a few minutes about stones. Both of these accounts use stones. There's three different instances of them using them. And they were big stones. Obviously, they carried them on their shoulder, but they were used for a purpose. In the first account in Joshua chapter 4, we have two piles of stones being built. We have 12 stones taken out of the center of the river and taken unto where they lodged that night. I think it was in Mount Ebal, if I understand it correctly, on the west side of the river. And we also have Joshua going down into the riverbed and raising a pile of 12 stones where the ark stood. The thing I'd like to focus on or bring our attention to is both of these accounts use the children as a primary object for the reason they use these stones. They wanted their children to look at something, to have something to ask questions about. Why are these stones here? And then they could tell them why they are there. They could tell them but what the Lord did in bringing them through the land, through the Jordan River into the land. They could tell about the parting of the water and the power of God in bringing them there. In the second account, in Joshua 22, we have the tribes returning home after the conquest of Israel. They wanted to make sure their children didn't use the distance and the river separation, that the next generation wouldn't say, "You have no part with us because you are on a different side of the river." And again, it was because of the children. To do that, they built a great altar. It says, a great altar to behold. And it must have been big if the complete tribe of Israel turned out to destroy them or to take care of the situation. But after all the misunderstandings were over, they realized it was a good and a right thing, and that stones of remembrance stood there for the next generation to look at. When the 12 men picked up the stones in Joshua 4 out of the river, this was actually talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 27. This wasn't a normal altar. It was a altar that was whitewashed. They whitewashed the stones with lime. They coated the stones with plaster, and they didn't use any iron tool on them. And they wrote the words of the law very plainly on those stones. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Read verses 1 to 8. And Moses is giving instruction here. Chapter 27, verse 1. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, "Keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when ye shall pass over the Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt set thee up great stones, plaster them with plaster. Thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that flowed with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised thee. Therefore, it shall be when ye have gone over Jordan, that ye shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool against them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones. Thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. So we have the prelude to the account in chapter 4 of Joshua. And Joshua chapter 4 clarifies why they built that altar. They did sacrifice upon it, but Joshua's importance on that he put upon it is for the children. So we have a double importance on this altar. We have an altar of stones raised up that's a landmark that the children will keep asking, what are these stones here for? And we have the words of the law wrote on that altar very plainly. I just appreciate the words very plainly, as Moses commanded so the children could remember the works of the Lord and bring them into the land. They could also remember the law of the Lord. So that brings me to us now, and I just thinking through this, just pondering, what stones of remembrance have our parents raised for us to ask about? Or what stones of remembrance are we raising for our children? We live in a world where most people don't want something to look to or to remember. A lot of people don't want solid points, solid ground to hold on to. We live in a world where churches are named things like the Dream Church or the Liquid Church. They don't want stones of remembrance to look back on, to ask questions, to keep their children on the same path that we were on. A lot of people that have raised stones of remembrance are trying to erase those because their values have changed so drastically. They're trying to use those stones as a reference point to say that we were teaching heretical teaching, and that's a false teaching and not what we should be. But I just wonder about us and about my life, and especially us as parents, what stones are our children going to ask us about? What altar has been raised and cleaned and wrote on the words of the law that when our children see the landmark, it's a place for training and teaching? Or do we want change and ability for our children to, as I've heard stated many times in the last number of years, the children need to find out what they believe and figure out how they should follow God and not chart their course with no hindrance because we didn't put faithful landmarks there? I guess the question I'd just leave with us is, do we have any altars for our children to ask about? What stones are we picking up and putting at strategic places so our children can ask us questions? God bless you all.